A question. What does the Bible mean to you? What does the Bible mean to you? I've got a few stories, anecdotes from various people to explain what the Bible meant to them. I read of a man that went from house to house, and he used to sell Bibles and Christian books. I think they called them colporters or something like that. But he would go and knock on the door. And he would knock on the door and say, "I'd love to offer you a Bible." If they said, "Oh, thank you, sir, but we've already got one," he had a stock answer. He would say, "Can I see it? Can I see it?" Well, one lady made the mistake, we could say, but no, one lady said, "Yes, come in and see it." So she took him into her front room, and there was a lovely big family Bible, a nice big one, on a side table. The only trouble was, on the top was a big pot plant in a massive great big pot, and it was obvious it hadn't been moved for a long, long time. He went to another house, and he knocked on the door, and the man said, "Oh yes, I've got a Bible." So he said, "Well, can I see it?" So he said, "Yes, come in." So he took them in, and he went to his big bookcase, and he fumbled around, and eventually he saw a Bible on the top. And he took it down, and as he did, a pair of glasses fell on him. "That's where they are," he said. "I've been looking for those for 3 months." What did the Bible mean to them? Church I used to go to was involved with a mission station in Africa, and there was a school attached to it, and they received the school a gift of Bibles in their own language. Now we are so used to it, aren't we? We got Bibles in our language for day dot, but this was something new for them. They never had their Bible before in their own language, and the girls and boys were really excited. So the missionary said, "Right," to the girls and the children, "I've got a competition for you. If you can learn to recite a psalm from heart in front of all the children, I'll give you a prize." How would you like to do that? You youngsters, learn a psalm off by heart. So the children went off. They were so keen that this Bible was in their language, and they learnt a psalm. And one little girl came to the front, and the missionary said to her, "Yes," I forget her name now, "what psalm are you going to recite?" So she said, "The 119th psalm." And the missionary looked a bit at her and thought, "Pardon, what did you say?" She said, "The 119th psalm." And that young girl recited all 176 verses off by heart. She'd learnt them. She was so keen that now she'd got the Bible in her own language, she wanted to lap it up. Earlier this year, I went to a funeral of a friend of mine. I've known him since we were boys together, young boys, and he was a lovely Christian lad. And as I said, I've known him for many years, but what I didn't know until it came out during the funeral was that during the Cold War, he'd been smuggling Bibles into Russia. His wife thought that he was working on the OM boat, quite comfortably restoring boilers, but in fact he was sneaking into Russia, taking Bibles, because he loved the Word of God so much that he wanted these people who couldn't get it to get it. He wanted to take the Bible into Russia so that they could read it for themselves. And my last one is, I read of a boy that found a book in the bookcase. He asked his mum, "What's this book?" She said, "Don't touch that. That's God's word. That's God's book. Don't touch that. It's precious." "Oh," he said. So he thought for a while and he said, "Mum, if that's God's book, don't you think we ought to give it back to him, because we never read it? You see, some people with different ideas of the Bible, what it meant to them, and I repeat myself again, what does the Bible mean to you, each one?"